This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. Lots of things going on. It's just a chaotic day, actually, here in the newsroom. And we're going to be playing a little clip here about some of the other things that are going on. Anyway, make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Now, a little bit of people have been calling in and telling me that Fox News today called Tim Draper's Cal 3 program New California. They had it on the graphic as New California. Absolutely incorrect by Fox News. They used the same graphic they use on us when they talked about New California. Go figure. And they got it wrong at Fox News as to what the title was, and now we're getting inundated here. You're not on the ballot. No, we're not. And they're conflating, and of course it's certainly giving, I'm sure, Tim Draper and his people a big bump. We're seeing the bump that we're getting right now on our website as well. We understand the analytics. We get the analytics. We get it. We see it. And then we're skyrocketing, of course. But it's not them. New California is not Tim Draper's Cal 3. Do not get it confused. Let's straighten this whole thing out, okay, before we jump to any wrong conclusions, which we obviously have done, is jump to those wrong conclusions. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. Also, the breaking story, though, is what's going on with this new release of things coming out from, well, the Justice Department. It's kind of interesting. The Justice Department is squirming like crazy. But what is going on? You know, as the worms squirm more in front, this is a interesting situation going on in justice. And Jeff Sessions, of course, in the role that he's playing, is he's recused himself from this whole thing. The whole Russian thing, he's recused. Oh, my God. Why would he get his hands to do with that? I understand why he did, actually. You know, I don't fault him for it. I know the president is shocked by his behavior that he recused himself. I don't think that's the case. I don't think it was a bad move on his part. Because they're at the point with all these things happening in the Justice Department where the worms really are squirming. Now, I got to tell you, this is a tactic that's used by people when you want the truth from them. Make them squirm. And right now, the Justice Department is squirming, as it should. Because GOP lawmakers, this is the latest, war of words between a deputy AG and House GOPers heats up. Rosenstein, this is from emails, threatened to subpoena House intelligence lawmakers and aides during dispute. Could you imagine that? And the lawmakers accused the Justice Department of intimidation on the heels of a Fox News report that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein once threatened to subpoena House committee members, and one lawmaker now claiming staffers have been left physically shaken over Rosenstein's tactics. Isn't this interesting? Worms are squirming. I'm telling you, they are. This is Catherine Herridge. Listen to this in Fox News.
And to the House Office of General Counsel to document the January meeting that included Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, FBI Director Christopher Wray, their senior advisors, as well as the Republican House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes and his senior staff. The account claimed Rosenstein threatened to turn the tables on the committee regarding the Russia probe. Quote, the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein criticized the committee for sending our requests in writing and was further critical of the committee's request to have DOJ FBI do the same when responding. Committee investor Kash Patel wrote, going so far as to say that if the committee likes being litigators, then we, the Department of Justice, too, are litigators, and we will subpoena your records and your emails, referring to the House committee and Congress overall. The emails reviewed by Fox News indicate a second committee staffer at the meeting backed up the account, writing, quote, let me just add that watching the Deputy Attorney General launch a sustained personal attack against a congressional staffer in retaliation for vigorous oversight was astonishing and disheartening. Also, having the nation's number one for these matters law enforcement officer threaten to subpoena your calls and emails was downright chilling. In a statement, Chairman Nunes told Fox News that the staff concerns were taken seriously and they were referred to the Speaker's office. A source close to the Speaker said they've encouraged the committee to work through the Justice Department's Inspector General where complaints are filed. Sandra.
Catherine, what does the FBI and the DOJ have to say about this?
Well, both the FBI and Justice Department are disputing the characterization. A Justice Department official said Rosenstein never threatened a criminal investigation, writing, quote, the Deputy Attorney General was making the point, after being threatened with contempt, that as an American citizen charged with the offense of contempt of Congress, he would have the right to defend himself, including requesting production of relevant emails and text messages and calling them as witnesses to demonstrate that their allegations are false. On Tucker Carlson last night, the Attorney General, who was not at the January meeting, said he backed up Rosenstein's account.
I'm confident that Deputy Rosenstein, 28 years in the Department of Justice, did not improperly threaten anyone on that occasion. But we do believe that we have tried to be cooperative with them and made progress in months as the months have gone by, and in fact have had some good relationships with top members of Congress.
The department officials said Rosenstein will request that the House General Counsel conduct an internal investigation of the congressional staffers and their conduct. Last night, House Republicans emphasized they believe the department has not fully cooperated, and many of their records, including those about an alleged FBI confidential human source, have not been provided, Sandra.
Well. Just some issues. Just some minor little issues. Amazing, huh? Just amazing. Minor little issues. So threatening staffers. You know, the staffers are supposed to have the oversight of that department. And they're just trying to look for information and get information. And guess what? This is the totalitarian nature of what we're seeing here. If you know what I mean. This is huge. This is hugely totalitarian. Oh, God. That they would do something like this. Hugely. So what are they hiding? What are they hiding? I mean, so anyway, it says, goes on here. The official said that when Rosenstein returns to the United States from a work thing, they're going to obviously get into this whole thing. Isn't this amazing? It says Rosenstein was put in charge in 2017 by, of course, Jeff Sessions, who recused himself because of the Russian investigation. Said he backed the guy Tuesday night. Now, we come back. I'm going to see if we can play this one that talks about this, because I think this is pretty important. I think this is really, really important. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, Agenda21Radio.news. And also, please, 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 NewCaliforniaState.com, the only way to go. Fox has got to correct that problem. We're going to get on Fox about that, actually. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill national pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, we're burning. The house is burning. The house is burning. Anyway, people are texting me, emailing me, and all this good stuff about Fox News' blunder this morning by putting up New California's graphic as opposed to Cal 3's graphic in New California. Well, it's not New California. This is Cal 3. This is the Draper thing, and of course I'm violating my own thing. They put up our graphic instead of his, and people are just going nuts. And of course I'm sitting here just doing my radio show, and I don't get what's going on, if you know what I mean, because I'm doing my radio show. Anyway, so people have been responding, and I guess people are calling Fox News right now, so and saying, screaming, don't scream, just hey, be professional. We know, we know. So I all I can say is call Fox News and correct it. That's all I can say. Now, I'm not giving out any numbers. Come on. Come on. I'm not going to do that. They'll correct it. Anyway, okay, so what is this whole thing with the Draper three-state thing and all that stuff? Because I've already gotten several calls. Just I haven't responded, of course, except for one. But I'll go through this whole thing again so that you understand, because I think there's other issues here that we need to talk about in terms of the New California business. By the way, that our website is newcaliforniastate.com, which is just getting smacked around today by the internet. I mean, in other words, people are going to it. And we're going to be making some changes and stuff like that and adding some things so that we get this whole thing. But this is the way it works. Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution states, and again, I'm doing this based upon rote memory because we read this all the time, but Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution says that states can form from pre-existing states and any parts of pre-existing states with the consent of the state's legislatures, okay? Now, and then with the consent of Congress. That's it. It's almost verbatim. I might have left out a word or two, but it's not relevant. That's almost verbatim what the Constitution says. Okay, now having said that, I want to point out something. Does it say anything about a ballot initiative in the statement that I just read to you, or I just quoted to you? Let's see. No, it doesn't. Does it say anything about a lawsuit? No, you didn't say that, Paul. In the Constitution, so therefore the Constitution didn't say that, right? Does it say anything else that might be relevant or salient about this? That a billionaire can come along with $1 billion and say, this is the way it's going to be in the state of California, so therefore it is. No, the answer to that is no. In fact, last hour we played the clip that came out of Santa Clara University Law School, of all places, the good Jesuit institution that is, and they said there's conflictions. The law professor that was there said clearly there's major conflictions going on there and improper associations with the Constitution of California. So there's two things going on here, and constitutionally it doesn't match up to the requirements constitutionally of the U.S. Constitution, as I just quoted to you, because it's not about a ballot. It never has been, never will be. And it also conflicts with the California Constitution, which basically has the same kind of language in it. Okay, a ballot does not get you a new state. And everybody's going, because this is what I'm getting flooded with. Are you going to be on the ballot? I don't see that on the ballot. It's going to be on the ballot. This is the emails I've been getting in succession. Got a really big, long one that I, you know, it's going to take me off air to read it. About this whole thing, and obviously because people are impassioned about this whole thing. And this is the thing about the Draper situation, and we called it out. Ruth Herring, the president of New California, And I were kind of gleeful, actually, when Draper popped this thing out and said all of a sudden gathered up 600,000 signatures to put it on the ballot. And we said, well, you know, I said, Ruth, I said, and she said, Paul, I said, hey, we don't have to pay for a costly poll to see where the people in California stand on separating, because we knew what was going on. Now, the other problem with this in the signature gathering effort that Draper ran, which I really I haven't said anything about it until now, but I will, and that is the people that were gathering these signatures, which he paid for. He paid for these people to run around and get these signatures. They were conflating New California and Jefferson with his plan. Now, that's wrong. That I can, I'm not speaking for the Jefferson folks, but I'm sure, I know I get their emails and stuff, and or people email me and I get their publicity stuff. They're not happy about that. They had bit Jefferson. And then when I was approached, I approached one of them and I said, what is this all about? And he says, well, it's all about New California. I said, New California? I'm New California. What? And they looked at me and I said, you take that crap down now, because you're not about Jefferson and you're not about New California. That's my confrontation. So this is what they were doing up and down the state. So they were using our names then, and now, of course, now Fox News is conflating with them too. So that, you know, that's a little bit of a rub, but, you know, we can take it. We're big boys and girls. Why? Because we know what we're doing and Tim Draper doesn't. Nowhere in our process are we stepping beyond the bounds of what Article 4, Section 3 says in the Constitution. That's plain and simple. That's the way they did it in West Virginia. That's the way we always do it. Now, why is it so different that we have a ballot initiative? Well, and what's called for in the ballot initiative? To dictate. See, this is the thing. In a ballot initiative, it comes with strings attached that the voters constitutionally approve, if in fact it's voted on and approved. So there's a lot of provisions that are demanded by the voters in this ballot initiative if in fact it passes. And none of these demands that they have in the ballot initiative match up to the Constitution. And nowhere in those demands in his proposition does it say anything about, you know, what Article 4, Section 3 is about. It doesn't match up. So not only is it not about anywhere in the language about Article 4, Section 3, about language in a ballot initiative, it's not anywhere about a ballot. It's not anywhere about a vote. It's the wrong track. And this woman that we had in the clip from last hour, she says that. This is constitutionally challenging. And, of course, even the L.A. Times came out with this, which I was really happy to see, because everybody's been so dim-witted about this, but the L.A. Times woke up. And I was really happy that they said this. And this is what they said. This is the salient part about what we were talking about. That in the article, and we've got it up on Agenda 21 Radio, you can go and see it. The guy does a really good job, I got to say. I am not an L.A. fan, L.A. Times fan, of course. But this guy's spot on. Now, I know, listen, when you agree with their articles, I'm telling it like it is. He's telling what I believe to be the truth, and it's not good for Tim Draper, I don't believe. It's not good for this whole initiative out there. Because everybody, like I said, is in a tizzy. It's on the ballot, it's on the ballot. Well, so, for us, that's not the way to go. So they pick this up. This is what they say. This is the quote. We highlighted this in the middle of the article. Nothing about Draper's historic demarcation of democracy would be easy. Were voters to approve his ballot measure, the effort would need the blessings of both the houses of the California legislature. Okay, that's true. Article 4, Section 3 says that, right? The permission of the state legislatures involved. That's true. Lawmakers who, in a sense, would be asked to abandon their post. Now, this is the problem. These are the lawmakers that are going to be asked to abandon their post in his plan. We're not asking lawmakers in our plan to abandon their post in the California legislature. But it is. That's that part in the measure that would cause that to happen. This, furthermore, it goes to this. Draper's proposal says the initiative acting under California's constitutional powers of voters to write their own laws would serve as legislative consent. It is almost certain that interpretation would end up in court. That's my description. It would. That's not Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution now, is it? No. Dead on arrival. That's my point about Cal 3. The Draper thing. It's a disaster. It's not going to happen. And I told that to him, to his face. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. If you want to call in, the telephone number to call in is 215-867-8255. And of course, MyPillow, sponsor of Agenda 21 Radio. 800-266-4715. That's MyPillow. And the promo code is Agenda. Agenda. 800-266-4715. Boy, I'll tell you, we are getting slammed right and left all over the place, from text messages to emails on three different email accounts. About this whole thing with, Fox News putting our graphic up there to talk about the Tim Draper thing. You know, this whole petition thing, this whole ballot initiative. It's not, people are just in a, they don't get it, you know. And, of course, we're explaining it like we just did. So, anyway, if you want to call in and talk about that, it's 215-TOP-TALK, 215-TOP-TALK. Okay, so, and we were talking about this whole thing and why, and again, I'm going to reiterate this so that you, all of you guys have a completely whole package understanding of this. Nothing about Draper. This is from the LA Times article that came out this morning. This thing is so fraught with so many things. It's not simple. Now, I want to tell you, what is simple is what we're doing, and we're following. New California is following the Constitution. Nothing about Draper's historic demarcation of democracy would be easy. That's this plan that's going to be on the ballot. It's going to be on the ballot. Ah! Were voters to approve his ballot measure, the effort would need the blessings of both houses of the California legislature. We get that. That's Article 4, Section 3. Okay, that's all you need. You don't need a ballot vote, you know, and lawmakers who, in a sense, would be asked to abandon their post. In his situation, that's true. Those lawmakers, there's 120 of them, 80 assembly members and 20 senators. It was set in stone in 1879, a fault of the Constitution. Actually, after that, they set that number and kept with it. Why? Because they had at the time in 1879, California had 40 counties, so they got 40 senators. See, they were following the federal model. Early Californians, when they came up with the Constitution, they did that back actually in 1849 and 1850 when California became a state. But the Constitution of California was never finally settled until 1879. That's a long time. That's why I say people, what's our Constitution for New California? What, you know, hello. It might take us 10 years to finally finish it out. You know, we have to have the Congress involved and they have to ultimately approve it, which they will. You know, they have to ultimately approve it. And the whole thing, you know, has to be settled. It'll take time. It will take time. Okay, let's see. Line closed here. We got some other things. We got the line is open. So I'm getting people trying to call in. Anyway, I'm going live here. Anyway, so they set that thing in stone to 40 senators and 80 assembly members. That's the way it was set. And why? Because they had 40 counties following the federal model of 2 senators for each state. Get it? So regions became important. That's what the Senates are all about. That's what the senators are all about, are regions. About the landmass, about the state itself or the county. That's what it's about. Okay, the other thing. The other thing, of course, is assembly members. Now, what's California done? What did Reynolds versus Sims do? Reynolds versus Sims, what they did was Reynolds versus Sims did away with that and made all state senators, essentially in states, more assembly members or representatives from the states. And that's kind of confusing, I know, but that's what it did. It did away with the representation of the rural areas, effectively, in every one of the states of the union, especially California, where it really hurts. Okay, so we've got a guest on right now. Hello, you're welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. You have a comment about New California?
Paul, the confusion now with this Trim Draper's proposition cutting up the state in 3 ways. If it wasn't confusing before, it's even more confusing now because they're calling us New California State, him, and they're calling us him, us them. It's so many Californias, so little time here.
Right, right. And it's, of course, not working. it's working, I guess, for him, but it's not working in a sense for the public. Not the right thing to say.
Well, I've been calling the news stations, and I've been telling them, listen here, you need to do an article or a TV show, just as this specific, because the voters, the people are so confused now. You might have a special show on just telling about these 4 groups so people understand what's going on, because they certainly don't understand right now. It's mass confusion, and I'm sure this Tim Draper is doing it on purpose, and he loves it because he's getting attention.
Yeah, he's getting attention. He realizes that he's trying to spin off of our Declaration of Independence and things like that, and people are getting that conflated with his thing, and of course his thing is doomed to fail. Absolutely.
Well, the thing with New California, he's going to give us some. He's going to give us light. He's going to give us some press. So that's okay, because here in San Luis Obispo County, the People's Republic, a lot of people have had they've had enough, and a lot of people are coming forth like they never did before, and you're going to see a new movement with New California State like you've never seen before. People are getting on the train, the movement, and this is going to come together like it's never done before. This communist Jerry Brown has broken the backs of the people, and this is the straw that broke the camel's back. They've had enough. I've had enough. And we're doing something about it now, and it's taking place. And before you know it, California will have a 51st state, New California State.
Well, you know, and the thing is that what people don't understand the Constitution, and that's one of the things that as we get more and more people on, that we really try and educate people as quickly as possible about what a state split is all about and how it all works. And it's really obvious that Tim Draper has no clue, and he still has no clue, even though he's trying to do this whole thing. And what I find very, very amazing, actually, is that the LA Times actually today came out with a great article that explains the fact that it's not going to succeed. You know, the Cal 3 thing. And anyway, so I'm very optimistic, but you know, right now I got to worry about people like Fox News misrepresenting us with them. And yeah, they put up there, and I just glanced at it, but I got calls immediately. And text messages, and I, you know, of course, I'm doing the radio show because we can't just jump around and bounce around and respond to Fox News. I understand some people are now calling on our behalf, or have been calling a bunch of people, trying to get them to clarify in that misrepresentation. But they use the same graphic, because I just got a glance at the graphic that they put up there that said new. All I saw was new and part of a C, and I said, maybe, is that us? That's our graphic. And then the article was going on, and I thought, well, they're gonna talk about us, because I was on mute, and then I realized that was our graphic.
Paul, I would like to say something here to Tim Draper, billionaire. Guess what, Tim? We have some billionaires looking at us also, and they like what we're doing. So you're not the only billionaire in town, Tim. And guess what? We're going to have some billionaires on our side very, very shortly. And guess what? We're going to do it the legal way.
Yeah.
We're going to do the constitutional way. And it's going to change the ball game.
Hey, Dane,
you might be leading in the third inning here.
Dane, hang on. We got a break coming up. We'll come back to get
more
Dane Censor here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Okay, anyway, welcome to the War Room. Welcome to the War Room. We've got all kinds of stuff going on with New California, of course. And the scandal, I tell you. Fox News puts up our graphic in talking about the Tim Draper plan, referring to us returning to his plan as New California. No, not that way it's going on. And used our graphic that they had on before on other shows. So that is a problem. That is a problem. We're calling and clarifying, and we're kind of getting into that little mode. Anyway, so with us, though, we have Dane Censor from San Luis Obispo County. Dane, are you there? Still?
I'm here, Paul.
Oh, awesome.
Call it here affectionately the People's Republic of San Luis Obispo.
Well, there's a lot of those in California.
But anyway, I understand that. But I'll tell you something. I encourage all your listeners and Californians who felt like they've been stomped on, kicked on, put in prison, no rights, taxed to death. Now's your time. Now's your time to come forward. Get out of the shadows. Get out and get involved in newcaliforniastate.com. This is a movement that is going to be as big as the movement of President Trump when he ran for president. It's going to be the New California train, get on board, because it's going to happen. It's happening exponentially. It's quantifying. It's real. And I encourage people to get in your county, in California where you are, even people from other states, and tell people, listen, now is the time you save your freedom. You save your rights. You save the money you earn, and not have the government of Communist California take it all on you, because they will take it all on you eventually. And if you don't do something about it, they will. So it's happening now, and it's a very exciting time. I was ready to leave this state and go to Las Vegas, Nevada. And I took a breath and I said, listen, there's something here I want to take a look at. And when I took a look at newcaliforniastate.com, and I said, you know, there's something here that when you get that gut feeling, it's like the same feeling I got when President Trump came down that escalator. There was a feeling in your gut that this is right. This is going to happen. And that's the same thing that's happening right now, Paul. And I just really want to encourage the people of California, the people of the United States, support this. This, as California goes, so will the United States. This is a powerful, powerful state. And it's the, what, the sixth largest economy in the world? Mm-hmm. That's extraordinary. We shouldn't waste it away into oblivion. We need to stand forth for the Constitution of the United States as it was put out there for us to provide our freedom. So I'm very excited about it. As you can tell, I'm very passionate about it. You know, I live on a nickel budget, but I don't care. I'm going to put everything I have, my heart, soul, blood, and breath into this to the last drop. And I think everybody else should get aboard and do something. You can do something. You know, don't feel helpless. I felt very helpless until I started doing something, take some action. Once you take some action, Paul, things start to happen. People get on board. People see the passion in you. People feel this excitement. They know it's for real. And all of a sudden, guess what? We have a new president of the United States. We have a new state.
And you know,
that's where I'm at.
The thing is what Tim Draper doesn't have. He says he's got signatures, which I think are because of New California. We understand that there was a spinoff. There are a lot of people affiliating with the desire to create a new state, and of course he spun off of that one. We knew that the desire was very, very strong, and of course we've just gone crazy with the numbers of people. We actually have committees in 44 counties of the 58 counties now. Yesterday was, we brought in the 44th county, which this has not been done in California history ever. So, you know, we're marching forward, and this is all constitutionally driven, where, of course, his plan is not to be constitutionally driven. What his plan is ending up being is just another ballot initiative that's going to lead to nowhere, and mass confusion, lawsuits. If his plan will never succeed, and the courts won't allow it, and that's his problem. You cannot get... See, the problem with some of the other plans out there, they got one plan has a lawsuit. And people think they're going to leverage that up, that lawsuit, into his new state. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Because the courts cannot legislate or do what the legislature's job is, which is to allow states to be formed. That's their job. Okay? They're not going to be able to allow that. Now, what we do have, though, is we have a situation where... you have a lawsuit there. It's not going to form a state. You have the Draper thing. It's not going to form a state. And then the language inside this ballot initiative demands that certain things happen, which you can't do that with the legislature. You just can't do that with the legislature. So, you know, it's impossible. So the impossibilities are there. And that's why I say his state thing is dead on arrival. Ours is not. And, of course, that's the hype now, isn't it? That's the hype. I want to thank Dane. He was here with us, and we've lost him. So, anyway, the lines are open. I just have a couple more minutes, so if you want to call in, though, 215-867-8255, we'll let you do that. Anyway, okay, so coming up, gosh, we're done. We're already done. I don't believe it. NewCaliforniaState.com. Visit that website. Everybody else is right now, I can tell you. I'm looking at the analytics, and we're through the roof. So this has all been good, right? This has all been good. Good in the hood and that sort of thing. So anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news also. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And that, you know, it's we come up to the Sunday slams, as we call it, and every Sunday at 1 o'clock I start responding to emails and so on, and phone calls. We get phone calls into the studio and so on, and it's kind of a fun time to talk about just a bunch of stuff, and it's just a good time. It's a good time by everybody. Anyway, so what we're going to be coming up against right now is commercials. When we come back, we're going to end up this hour, believe it or not. And a lot of things happening. We're going to be watching and monitoring over the next several hours what's going on with the presidency, of course, and Donald Trump. Trump tweets this big scandal that's going to come out tomorrow, we anticipate. We'll probably ask Scott Adams to be on the show to give us a rundown about this attorney general, the inspector general's report on the FBI. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Gosh, it's just the hysterics of it all. About what is really truly going on is amazing. And see if I can grab a quick email here about what people are saying. Hello. Keep me in the loop. Are you on the ballot? Here we go. Yeah. Are you on the ballot? Are you going to win? Okay. We're not on the ballot. We're not going to win. That's the only thing I can tell you, is that we're on the ballot and we're not going to win. We're not supposed to. Does that make sense? Because we're not going to be on the ballot. You don't need a ballot to form a state. That's the bottom line to Tim Draper. And good luck, buddy. That's all I can tell you. And of course, this whole thing will provoke lawsuits, and you'll never get a state that way. That's my point. So it's fraught with a lot of things, and New California will prevail. There's no question about it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay tuned for more. You can get the podcast. We'll be putting those podcasts up, and also Red State Talk Radio on Red State Talk Radio. Agenda 21 Radio plays two more times during the day, so check it out for programming on Red State Talk Radio. Let's talk monster. Talk monster. Anyway, visit newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.